Chapter 1. A Marvelous Underground Journey. Bulger is greatly annoyed by the familiarity of the village dogs and the presumption of the house cats. His health suffers thereby, and he implores me to set out on my travels again. I readily consent, for I had been reading of the world within a world in a musty old miss written by the learned Don Fum. Parting interviews with the elder baron and the gracious baroness, my mother. Preparations for departure. Bulger was not himself at all, dear friends. There was a lackluster look in his eyes, and his tail responded with only a half-hearted wag when I spoke to him. I say half-hearted, for I always had a notion that the other end of Bulger's tail was fastened to his heart. His appetite, too, had gone down with his spirits, and he rarely did anything more than sniff at the dainty food which I set before him. Although I tried to tempt him with fried chicken's livers and toasted coxcombs, two of his favorite dishes. There was evidently something on his mind, and yet it never occurred to me what that something was. For to be honest about it, it was something which of all things I never should have dreamed of finding there. Possibly I might have discovered at an earlier